Support comes from The Linda, WAMC's Performing Arts Studio, presenting Nora Jane Struthers, Friday, January 19th at 8 p.m. TheLinda.org for more information. It's 6:20. This is a WAMC Sports Update. I'm Patrick Garrett. In college football, Arizona has fired coach Rich Rodriguez after a notice of claim was filed with the state attorney general's office alleging he ran a hostile workplace. The Arizona Daily Star revealed the notice of claim after making a public records request. The paper said the claim was filed last Thursday by a former employee. In men's college basketball, Vermont beat Harvard 62-56. The Army Black Knights beat Loyola 86-75. Buffalo pulled away and beat Toledo 104-94. And Manhattan rallied to defeat Marist 101-96 in overtime. College baseball is affected by a Mississippi law that lets government clerks or private business people cite their own religious beliefs to deny services to same-sex couples. The Sun-Herald reports the University of Southern Mississippi was supposed to play 3 games in Hattiesburg in late February against Stony Brook University. The games were canceled because New York Democratic Governor Andrew Cuomo banned all non-essential state travel to Mississippi after Republican Governor Phil Bryant signed the law in 2016. Instead of playing in Hattiesburg, Southern Miss will play in a tournament in Texas. A top-ranked Connecticut women's basketball game at East Carolina today has been moved to a 2 p.m. start due to a threat of severe winter weather. The game had been scheduled for a 7 p.m. start. Up to 3 inches of snow are in the forecast for the Greenville area that night. Giddy Buffalo fans are making a surge in donations to Andy Dalton's foundation, their way of thanking the Bengals quarterback for making the Bills' long-awaited playoff appearance possible. Dalton's foundation reported Tuesday it had received more than $170,000 in donations since the Bengals beat the Ravens 31-27 on Sunday. Meanwhile, the New England Patriots end the regular season at number 1 in the AP Pro 32 poll. The Patriots received 11 of 12 first-place votes in balloting by media members who regularly cover the NFL. The Minnesota Vikings are number 2, and the Pittsburgh Steelers are a close third. A big change for Green Bay as Ted Thompson is out as general manager. He will remain as a senior advisor of football operations. Isaiah Thomas finally made his debut for Cleveland as the Cavaliers down the Portland Trailblazers 127-110. Meanwhile, the Celtics will play Cleveland tonight for the first time since the season opener, when top free agent Gordon Hayward sustained a gruesome leg injury. Isaiah Thomas is not expected to play for the Cavs. For more sports scores and stories, visit WAMC.org.